to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate in style. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your wine. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. So we'll make it, hey. Garlic poster in, hey. Ham and black cake eating. Now this is Christmas.
Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X. Pick two with multi-X. Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Auntie Myrtle made Catalina very happy by accepting her relationship with Maurice, but warned her to end it if he ever became abusive. Kevin told Ryan that Unique had stopped taking her medication. Divine spoke to Unique and advised her to get back on treatment, and a depressed Unique expressed concern about her marriage. Right now, Alexander is very ill and is being rushed to the Lethem Regional Hospital.
Alexander, wake up, wake up!
Drive this bus like your life, now. This is life and death!
Why, yes, I'm power so sick!
Let's not blame ourselves, George. Let me just make sure we get him to the hospital.
Uncle Alexander, hold on. We gonna reach just now.
Driver, speed up!
Driving fast enough. We don't want to crash and then we all die.
But Pa could die just like that. Pa, wake up! Wake up!
No, see, you say he's in a diabetic coma. The mini blood sugar must be high.
I keep trying to get Alexander to eat the right things, but he's so stubborn.
Pa's husband is the strongest man I know. It can't end like this.
Uncle Alexander got a lot of living left to do. We got to get to the hospital soon. We're just about 15 minutes from Lethem.
Driver, now we make it to 10.
Driver, take your time before we end up with 5 dead people instead of 1.
Ma, why are you talking like we have already lost Pa? He's still breathing.
George, I have watched your father eat anything and everything since he was diagnosed with diabetes. I have watched him refuse to eat the fresh vegetables that he and Danny planted. I have watched him drink alcohol, even though he's not supposed to. If he does not care about his health, shouldn't I prepare myself for anything?
But Pa can't leave us now.
He is not leaving us. They're going to bring him back once we get to the hospital.
Driver, watch out for the cows.
If he knock one down, we're going to just throw it in the back, and we're going to have pasta for last week for the whole year, eh? We could even share it with our neighbors.
Danny, don't talk foolishness. And who's stopping to pick up a call when we are trying to get a sick man to the hospital?
Nah, sorry, Aunt Polly.
I just want you to be okay. Please be okay.
We're just in love with the vibes right now, and they locked in.
Christopher, is who got you giggling so?
Is this one here I trying with?
A freshie?
Fresh to me.
It's so nice when you get to know someone. Plenty butterflies in your stomach.
Until you with them for a couple of months, and they start to get stale.
Fact.
It's a struggle finding a good relationship.
Yeah, a lot of people just want to be intimate and that's it. They don't want commitment.
That's why when you find a good one, you gotta hold on to them.
You telling me?
This one here I'm talking to now seems to have potential.
So you seriously considering getting into a relationship?
As long as he can accept my terms.
Which are?
For one, we got to take time to get to know each other and not rush into sex.
You really think you could do that?
Will you take me for the end? You don't think I could abstain?
I ain't saying that. I just know it's not an easy thing.
Well, trust me, we'll be doing just that.
Anyway, I've been abstaining for the longest while because I don't want to get hurt.
Some people believe that once you're in a certain group in society, you're wild. But you can't paint everybody with the same brush.
Wild people in every group, and so are tame people.
But think about the stigma, Dion. Some people think that all gay men like me are promiscuous and sexually irresponsible.
I think everybody just go through faith. Until they find the right one.
Oh, so you agree with that?
No.
Some people are lucky to find their ideal person and settle down right away. Yes, I've had a few relationships, but I have always been responsible. I practice condom use, and now I'm also on PrEP.
That's good.
And why you ain't start PrEP yet, love?
I just guess because I'm not involved with anybody right now.
Girl, don't wait. You never know when you're gonna have a chance encounter. When you take in PrEP, it reduces the risk of contracting HIV through sex by 99%. But you got to make sure you take it how the clinic prescribe it.
And since you're on it, do you experience any side effects?
No. And even if you experience any, they go away once your body adjusts.
Okay.
Like you frightened to drink pills.
Always.
Well, if you run around and then get HIV, you'll still have to drink a pill every day. So as they say, prevention is always better than cure.
I guess.
So try, do what is best for you.
Oh gosh, Aunt Paulette, Georgie, I hope no news is good news. I getting nervous just sitting here waiting.
Me too, Danny. I think I need to go outside and take another smoke.
Look, the doctor coming.
Hi, Doc. How is Uncle Alexander doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Eastman is in a diabetic coma, and we are giving him intravenous fluids, insulin, and potassium.
That means he's going to be okay, right?
We are monitoring him. The blood sugar was over 500.
Lord have mercy.
And he was dehydrated.
Oh, Alexander. Lord, please let my husband come out of this.
I see he was diagnosed with diabetes a few months ago, and he was hospitalized once before. Is he doing his regular checkups at the clinic?
Yes, doctor. I just make sure I take him.
The problem is that this man doesn't want to eat the things he's supposed to eat.
I see. It is really important that as a diabetic, he eats a balanced diet. Matter of fact, everyone should be eating at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
We are trying, Doc. I plant a lot of vegetables and we reaping good. Aunt Paulette and me been trying to get Uncle Alexander to eat more vegetables, especially, but he's a stubborn man.
We do understand that a lot of older people are resistant to behavioral change, but we cannot stop trying.
I wouldn't. And after this, if Alexander doesn't learn his lesson, the next time he will be a dead man.
Oh, Ma, don't talk like that.
George, you live in Brazil, and you're just visiting. You don't see the struggles that me and Danny are going through with Alexander.
I feel like this is all my fault. I didn't know Pa was so sick, and I had him doing all that eating and drinking.
As a diabetic, you really shouldn't be consuming a lot of alcohol. If he can't avoid it altogether, even better.
Alexander ain't gonna stop drink. He will grieve if he got to stop.
Well, for the sake of his health, I hope he can at least reduce his intake.
I didn't know Pa was so sick. This is all my fault.
We will do our best to make sure we bring him out of the coma. In the meantime, don't give up, okay?
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
Please excuse me.
Why didn't y'all stop him when he was doing all that eating and drinking? You know how sick he is.
George, don't talk about what you don't know.
You think it's too talk, me and Auntie Polly just talk to Uncle Alexander? This man don't listen.
When I called to talk to y'all, nobody informed me that he was so sick.
I told you he was diabetic and didn't want to eat the right things.
Since when are people get these kind of sickness? I don't remember anybody having diabetes when I was growing up.
It's the diet, George. They're seeing an increase in chronic diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure. We need to eat more fruits, vegetables, and grains. Research shows that we are not eating enough. Our people are becoming ill because of what we eat.
For hundreds of years, our people lived a good life. Now all these sickness want to kill us.
We must pray for Uncle Alexander. We can't fuss and quarrel amongst ourselves. Let us pray that he gets through this. And let us pray that this time around he sticks to the diet.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Christopher, you don't worry?
About what?
How some people think that most gay and trans people are HIV positive?
Dion, we cannot deny that there is a high prevalence in our communities. It's just the fact.
Yeah.
But we know for sure that all gay men and trans women are not HIV positive. And to believe that is harmful to our community.
Yeah. But sometimes it causes you to think about how people view you.
We don't need to be worrying about people. We need to be educating and protecting ourselves. And I average that eventually, the rate of HIV will decrease in our community if it's not already happening. PrEP, for example, is a great thing we have access to. No gay man or trans woman needs to become infected with HIV once they have the knowledge.
I agree.
And for our brothers and sisters who are HIV positive, we don't need to be treating them any way differently. They are people just like us, and once they are on treatment, they can live long and fulfilling lives like the rest of us.
Things are so much better now than it was like 2 decades ago.
Yep.
Christopher, tell me something. You would date someone if you know they were positive?
I would.
But suppose they don't disclose.
I think not disclosing your HIV status to an intimate partner is wrong.
So, what if they don't disclose and you find out by chance?
I would get very upset. But whether you are gay, straight, or trans, once you are getting into a relationship with a new partner, y'all should go and get tested together.
That would save a lot of people a lot of heartache.
Exactly.
So I assume you intend to take Mr. on the phone to get tested?
Like I said, right now, it's just the talking phase. But I won't lie, I feel any. So yes, if we get to that point, we are going to get tested together.
I need to go and get a test.
Is what you been doing, huh?
Nothing. But I like to go and get tested at least every 3 months. Even if I'm not sexually active.
Okay, I get you.
And now that they have the self-testing where you swab your own mouth and wait for your results, it's so much easier to get tested.
Girl, I glad for that because the last time I went to the lab for do tests, I didn't too like the needle in me arm.
I hate needles.
I don't know anybody that like needles. It's me girl, Robin. Hi, love. Yes, me and Deanne home. Oh yes, I won't mind some barbecue. Deanne, you want barbecue?
Yes, thanks.
Yes, we both want. Alright, see you soon.
She on she way home?
Yes, and she'll stop to pick up some dinner.
Okay.
You notice that Robin look like she losing a little weight?
Yeah, but she's a hard working woman.
Yeah.
I hear she coughing a lot these days though.
A lot of people getting all kind of cough and cold and flu nowadays.
Yeah.
We really got to take care of ourselves, practice safe sex, and have a balanced diet.
Cheers to that.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.